Mishnah Gimel. We come to a Mishnah that does not have three items in it. Most of the Mishnahs and Pirkei Avos have three pieces of advice. Here he has two. Antignas ish saichai kibul mishimen atzadik. We learn about Antignas ish saichai who followed Shimon HaTzadik in the chain of the Messiah. And hu haya omer. And he gave the following two pieces of advice. Shimon HaTzadik was in the time of Alexander the Great. He was Shurik Nisagadayla. Okay, in Bayis Rishon, middle of Bayis Rishon. Hu haya omer, atiyu kavadim ha-misham shenesarav al-menos l'kabal pras. Elahavu kavadim ha-misham shenesarav shalai al-menos l'kabal pras. So he taught that the person should not act as a servant who serves his master for reward, rather as a servant who serves his master not for reward. That's one piece of advice. Seems to be unrelated, and Chaim Volozhin will explain the relationship between the two. Of course, this is the saying which drove Tzadok and the Tzedukim off, because they thought he was saying that there is no reward. That he was saying don't expect reward. He wasn't saying there is no reward. He was saying that don't serve Hashem for the reward. But there were Talmidim that misunderstood it. At any rate, the pshat in the Mishnah is that we don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for reward. That's understood to mean that do things l'shma, not shalai l'shma. Now, in our generation, we're happy to do things even shalai l'shma, and we're not very picky about how fine a person's actions are. As long as he's doing the right thing, we're not so mafunic about it. But in the ideal world, we say that the ideal thing is to do l'shma. The Gemara says, La'olam yasig adam etayro mitzis, afilu shalai l'shma, shemiter shalai l'shma bal l'shma. Where do we learn that from? Anybody know? Rus? From Balak. Balak did shalai l'shma. Shalai l'shma. He brought karbanis, the opposite of l'shma, hoping to influence HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy Klal Yisrael. And Zachav Yatza Mimena Rus. And Rus came from the line from Balak. The Gemara says is because Laila Masakam Tar Shalai l'shma, because somewhere down the line it will come to l'shma. That's a very extreme example, but that's the Gemara's limud, one to the other. Let's see, the Rav Chaim Volozhin brings a Zayar that explains it. Of course, he explains the Zayar. Atiyu kavadim, mavor b'zayar HaKadosh. Isyira v'isyira. There are different types of Yira Shemayim. Ach ikar ayira, the main Yira, is l'mitchal begin di'iyu rav v'shalit, v'ikra v'shrasha d'chal omen. The acre is to fear God because He is the master, He has control, and He is the source of all the worlds, of everything that exists. So three statements, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master, the controller, and the source of everything that exists. He's going to explain these three things. It's funny because I just got a letter at home from a young man. I don't remember speaking to him, but he has some sort of obsessive disorder, and he was being obsessive about Yerushalayim. And he asked me, "What's Yerushalayim?" So Yerushalayim is the awareness of a Kaddish Baruch Hu at all times. He sent me a letter with four questions. I mean, I spoke with him for longer than that, but one question he had is, "Give me a source." That's the definition of Yerushalayim. And he's defining Yerushalayim as being afraid that lightning is going to strike him at any moment. I told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. So I have the letter sitting on my desk for a source. I had in mind a certain Rabbeinu Yaina, which I have to go hunt for. And then suddenly I read, and it's here. It's right here. Beferish Zayar. You know, should have known that. And he said that Yira is to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the master, and the controller and the source of everything. Pirushai.
Why can't the
Yerushainish? Yeah, there's no question that Yerushainish is a kiyum of Yerushalayim. There's no question. In the case of this particular individual, it was something that was leading him in a wrong way. But there's no question that Yerushalayim is part of Yerushalayim. And there's another type of Yerushalayim called Yerushalayimimus, which is more similar to this idea, fear of the greatness of God, and that way to avoid doing Averis. So there are both. What? Well, Yerushalayim is not with the mouth; it's in the heart. That's the definition of Yerushalayim. What?
Contradicts a little bit what we said earlier, that before learning we have to say Yerushalayim.
Well, we say it in order to think it. It's not the saying. If you take out a nusach and say it, it's not going to do the trick. The Yerushalayim has to be inside, express it. So let's see how he explains desire. Upirushai kine imelach gadol yaveh derech yer. For example, a king is passing through town. The king will say to those standing around him, "Give me water." So the king wants water. Everyone's going to go run to do it, and whoever's first will feel fortunate. And always be proud. He'll tell his grandchildren that, you know, the king came through town, and I gave him some water. Even though the king doesn't know who he is. And he may even be a visiting king from a different town. V'dover ein lo ima, and he has no connection to him. So that's one level of yira of a king. A king comes. That doesn't mean yira he's going to punish you, but a yira of his greatness, an awareness of his greatness. Umishu mevidinasai. And if the king is your king, afim haya rak shaiter or maishal katan, even if he's just a police officer or a governor, so the greatness isn't as much, but still there's a fear of him. That's the second thing. And if the person asking for a drink is someone who's a benefactor of yours, he gives you things. Even if the one who asks you for the drink is a simple person, but if he does good to you, so there are three levels. There's a level of, if he's a great man, you're gonna try to give him a drink and be proud that you're able to help him. If he's someone who can punish you, who can control, who can hurt you, you're certainly gonna do so. And if he's someone who benefits you, you're also gonna do so. If you have all three, someone who's great, someone who you fear, and someone who benefits you, Melech Rava Gadol, a great king, Umi Medina Asai, and the head of your Medina, Vizanu Mechakolai, and he benefits you as well. Kol HaGimul Devarim Heim HaYachad, Ram V'nisa V'kavah Gadol, L'chabit Esa Melech HaKavit. Then it's extremely important to help him. Chem Hem Shalte Aleinu V'imasi Tavaseinu V'gamzanu Mefarnas V'machai Hez Kulanu. So the Zohar said three things. He's trying to, through this marshal, point out the three things. Rav, Shalit, and Iker Risharsha the Chalai Lamim, the master, the controller, and the source of everything. So he says those are the three pictures, images, titles of God that we should have. Zel Kavana Sazaya. Iker Ayira Limitchal Begin Di Iu Rav Vishalit Iker Risharsha the Chalai. Three things: Rav, Shalit, and Iker Risharsha. Ratzalayim Iu Rav Haynu Machmas God Leif Vichvaydai. Rav, that's what we call Yiras HaRaimimus, fear of the greatness of God. V'sholit, machmash yesh ha-shlita, v'kayach l'anosh, v'linkayim, v'machus ha-bekal mashalim. Because he has the power of punishing. And the third thing, v'ikah v'shar shal d'chalom, in ikah kolay lama is toli brit Sinai. Because the source of everything is toli in God's will, v'chay o'ilamim ha-mechay o'isanu b'chol rega. And he's somebody who gives us benefit at all times. So the Zohar is saying the three types of Yiras Hashem. So he's jumping to the end of the Mishnah, where it said, Yehei Moira Shemayim Aleichem, that there are three aspects to Yira. One is what we call Yiras HaRaimimus, fear of God's greatness. One is Yiras HaAinish. And the third is a sort of a Hakaras HaTayv type of Yira, which I don't know if we would call it fear, you wouldn't call it fear, but an awe of somebody who was always benefiting you. Now here I want to interject. I once heard a shmuz from Avigdor Miller, and he said that most people think that fear of punishment is for little, is for babies. Samaratzim. Namaratz fears being punished. And a great person, he fears God because of God's greatness, and you don't throw in the fear of punishment. So he marshaled a number of chazals to show it's not that way. One example, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Aaron HaKohen not to drink wine when he does Avaida, he said, you shouldn't die like these two died, like Nadav and Avihu died. So he said, that's Yiras HaInish. Not Yiras HaInish. So Aaron HaKohen could deal with Yiras HaInish, so I guess we also, we're not as great as Aaron HaKohen, we could deal with it as well. That was the point that he made. Okay, now, he goes on, Vihine, Im Hayim Melech Gadol Levad, V'loi Moshel Aleinu, V'loi Mefarneseinu. If you only have the first factor, the greatness, and you wouldn't have that he can punish, or that he benefits us, Hayapulaseinu Lamitas Kvayt Hadam Achusei, we would do it. We would do it because of his greatness. Anytime a person, it's hard to explain what great means. In America, great means famous. Right? If he's a famous ball player, people would also run to give him a drink, because fame is considered a virtue. But whatever it is that makes a person great, you'd want to benefit him. So now, if Hashem would be just that, you would help him. You would do his bidding. So now that God has all three together, so the Atiglis Yisrael is saying this. You have to have Yerushalayim. Now here you're going to have a person, if Hashem would only be Rav, the first Midah, so he would serve Hashem just for that. So now, just because Hashem is also one who gives Schar and Einish, so we have to diminish it by throwing in Schar and Einish into our serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeshtos Gadol. Because it would be right to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the first reason alone. Because God gives schar as well. Should you serve him only amanos to get the schar? Don't be like an eved whose master is able to punish them. Because God is a leader who we should have awe from anyway. It's right to serve him just because of his greatness. But attempt to have du aminas the kabel pras, and now you're going to serve him to get a reward. That she's gaber bein name yiras ha'einish v'kabelas ha'pras yoser miyakar kavaydai, and reasons 2 and 3 are going to overtake reason 1. And understand this, it's really a delicious idea. So what he's saying here is that the two things are connected. That don't be one who serves Hashem for reward, do it not for reward. And Yehimar Shemayim Aleichem. Now he's saying that Mayra Shemayim means Yerasarayimimus. This fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, as opposed to fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Einish, or because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Tzar. So that the ideal in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Raymu Musa, is the greatness of Hashem. Right.
But now you're saying it's
not purely a karas hatov, it's to get continued parnasa. You're right. Well, I guess that wouldn't be yira. To call it yira, we were saying we want God to continue providing for us. So that's why we do it. Now here, what?
Why can't we say it's on a different level? When they're younger, it's Hashem.
There's no question that it's different levels. The highest level is Yiras HaRayimus. That's not to say there shouldn't be Yiras HaInish. But he's saying, the way Rav Chaim Volozhin is explaining it, is that we shouldn't let Yiras HaInish interfere with the Yiras HaRayimus, with the fear of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now here, it becomes a little tricky. Yeah. What? Also different levels. Yeah, anybody that talk about Yiras Hashem, usually they talk about two levels, Yiras HaRayimus, Yiras HaInish. What he's doing is connecting all this into one saying. Serve Hashem, Lishma, not A, lekabel pras, to get skar, and B, not for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim alech, you have the proper Yerushalayim. Now, it comes out here an interesting thing when it comes to davening, to avoida. When a person davens, we daven because we're mechuyev to daven. And Gradu Ruchayim Velozhin later explains davening. But when we daven, so let's say you have a person who has a need in one particular area, that he's davening, whatever area you're going to choose. He has a parnasa need. So he davens Shemayin Esrei, so he gets the Baruch Aleinu, he has really a lot of kavana, if he remembers. You know. Have a lot of kavana, he has a lot of kavana by Baruch Aleinu. So that's wonderful. But that aspect of stressing the Avodas Hashem is really Amanos L'Kabal Schar. It's really in order to be able to get Schar. The issue is, if you have the same person, and he davens for things that he has no need for at the moment, but because that's part of HaKadosh Avodas Hashem, like a king who asks for water, and not that God needs our water, or God needs our tefillah, but we daven because we're mitzvah. It comes out there's a greater service of HaKadosh Baruch when davening for the things you don't need, than in davening for the things you do need. Excuse me? That's the best. If you daven something else needs, so that's certainly gewaldig, certainly wonderful. All I mean to say is that those aspects of serving Hashem, we know if you know Shluch HaKein is the school of to having children. So somebody doesn't have children, he goes to Shluch HaKein. So that's totally Shaloi L'Shma. Now, if somebody who doesn't have a need in that area, and he goes and does it, so that's a higher Madrega, really. If you do it for the school of need, so that's Amanos L'Kabal Pras. If you do it for the greater need, then that's not. It comes out in the aspect of Torah, of Tefillah, that it twists around where we put our main focus, where we put our main dogesh, our main point.
If you don't die, it shows a huge sense of amuna when you need something that you feel that you could ask for it as opposed to the great.
There's an interesting truth with the Gris Moshe. They asked Rav Moshe at some point what stand to take on prayer in the public schools. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. We responded to whoever it was in the political circle that asked what stand we should take on prayer in the public school. So Rav Moshe, you know, he only knows halacha, you know, whatever he finds in halacha. He says, well, it depends if Goyim are commanded in praying. If Goyim are missing to pray, then we shouldn't be against prayer in public schools. So they tell me in the bad neighborhoods the prayer is really with greater kavana. But anyway, Rav Moshe writes, the Goyim HaMitzvah and Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Nayach. One is Emunah. He says that prayer is a kiyum of Emunah. When you daven for something, it's a kiyum of Emunah B'Hashem. So that's what you're saying. No question, we're talking about Tzadi Yira. Now there's one question that's left hanging. When we say don't do it for reward, does that include to go to Olam Haba? If you do mitzvahs, because you want to go to Olam Haba, I never saw it, I don't know exactly what it's like, I don't even know vaguely what it's like, but you know, God told us there's something good about Olam Haba, so I'm doing mitzvahs in order to go to Olam Haba. Is that Lekabel Pras, or is that Lishma? What do you say? Huh? That's also Pras, really. The Rambam writes that is Pras. The Rambam says, he says his most famous clumping together of things, if I recall correctly, he says that serving Hashem Shalai Lishma says Ein Roy Avay Dezu Ella Noshim Ktanim V'Amaratzim Bulvad. He clumps together women, children, and Amaratzim. My wife always tells me, when Chazal say things about women, she's not so upset. But when they clump them together, like don't walk between two women, two dogs, and two lions. So that, it gets her, the bunching together of them, you know. As I say, it was done in such innocence that, you know. But anyway, the point is that the Rambam writes that Amanos L'Kabal Pras is even to go to Olam Haba, which is a pella. Like, serve Hashem without thought of going to Olam Haba, that's, like by us, I think we'll do fine if we serve Hashem just for Olam Haba schar. But
But you know, something interesting in Chumash, in a number of places, when Hashem wants you to keep the Torah, what does he do?
Tremendous punishments.
He tells you what's going to happen if you don't, and if you do, this is why.
In Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Chana Wasserman makes an important point. He says, all the psukim in Chumash or in Navi that talk about behave, or else you get it, are all to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Never to a yachid. No, in B'chukai say telechu, you get reward. If not, you get punishment. There's no guarantee to any individual that if he's from an Erloch, Nasati Gishmeichem B'itam, they'll have good things. It doesn't say that anywhere in Torah Nevi'im Miksuvim. As far as Chara Noel HaMazeh. Noel HaMazeh, the only Nevuahs that say behavior, you're going to get it, are to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And for you to do things for the benefit of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, I don't think that's a chsara. I'm talking about the nevuahs that directly say you'll get beat up if you don't do it. It's true. There's some mitzvahs that mention arichas yamim. Right, anyway, this is his insight into Yiras Shamayim, into putting together these two pieces. Okay. Continue to learn.